This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Women on ORFM Dunedin.
Kia ora and welcome back to Wondering Woman. You're here with Jade and I'm sitting in a car park in Whangarei with my friend Sammy. Do you want to say hi?
Hi everyone!
I wanted to ask Sammy some questions because I've gotten to know her over the last 4 months and I think she has some wisdom and life lessons to share.
So we're going to start with a quick fire round. First question is up.
All right. I'm making you a sandwich. Do you see what I did? Okay, it's really bad. What do you want me to put in it?
Ham, lettuce and cucumber.
Classic. Who are you inviting to the boxing gym for the next session?
All the females out there. Boxing is great for them.
Yep. And we need a lot more women in our classes. It'd be great. All right. So you have your first fight coming up. What is going to be your fight song?
Bad Mama Jamma.
Yes. If you could dye your hair any colour, what colour would it be?
Well, obviously, you can see my hair's really bright. At the moment, I'm blonde and red, so brighter, the better.
Respect. Can you please describe your ideal day to me?
Gym, food, relaxing.
What's your go-to meal for comfort?
Cucumber and crackers.
Random. For comfort?
Yes.
Okay.
Respect. Or chocolate, actually. Or chocolate.
Together?
No.
No. It's no. Keep them quite separate. Okay. Yeah. That's good. When did you first begin boxing and hear about it?
About 2 years I fully started, but I used to do some boxing back on Waikiki about 8 years ago.
Mm. Cool. Can you tell us a bit more about growing up on Waikiki and and when you moved to Whangarei?
Waikiki is very beautiful. Growing up was fun. As a kid, it was good. But as you got older, there's not much really to do. So I got into a bit of trouble and then had to move up here. And I like living up here, so it's great. It's opened up a world of opportunities.
How old were you when you moved?
About 31.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think about 31.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is one of the things you enjoy most about living up here?
Is my boxing gym that I come to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whānau. Yeah. Can you pinpoint what keeps you coming and doing boxing at the gym you go to?
I just love all the people here. It's really good for my mind coming here. It just clears my brain and I'm not really thinking about things. I just work out. Mm. It's great. Makes you feel good as well.
Yeah. What advice can you give to anyone who's just starting out and what do you wish you knew?
Invest in a skipping rope and start skipping, guys, because honestly, boxing's cardio. So if you can skip and you can run, start it now before you come. Best advice I can give. Wish I had started that before I joined. Mm.
Yeah. Are there some assumptions that you had coming into boxing that have changed and that you've realised were quite wrong about what it's actually like?
Yeah, I thought boxing was all about fighting, getting in and beating each other up. But it's actually not. It's a lot. There's a lot more to boxing than just that. It's completely different to what people think. We're not in there for beating people up or anything. It's all mind and body and soul, so it's great. It's learning the mechanics on how to use your body from hips down, from your feet down, basically.
Mm. What, I guess, like, on that note, what do you wish people knew about boxing?
That it's not all about throwing punches. Your best punch doesn't come throwing your arms around, it's from moving the hips.
What are your goals for the future in boxing or just in life in general?
Well, my goals for boxing was to become a pro, but I'm a little bit too old for that now. So I just want to fight, have a couple of fights and bring up our youth and get them to where they want to be. We've got a few champs coming underneath our belt, so I just want to help them be the best that they can be.
That's really cool. And you have a daughter as well, who's super cool.
Yes, I've got a daughter. Her name's Camille. She hangs out with me all the time. She reckons she's like this big-ass boxer, but she wishes, like...
Yeah, she will be one day. She's up and coming.
Yep.
Yeah. All
right.
Just for when she listens to this, you know, she knows. Yeah. That we see you. We see you, mini boxer, and world watch out.
Yeah.
Cool. If you have a night at home with Camille, what's like the most like ideal, nice, chill evening?
Oh, we just lax out in bed watching Field Days actually on YouTube. So,
wait, like the kind of like farming Field Days?
No, the Field Days in like solo survival where you get stuck on like the beach and you have to like make your own fires and poop. Water and so we like to watch a lot of survival things.
What are some examples? Is it called Field Days?
It's called Field Days, yeah.
Okay. There's a number of them, isn't there? What are some of the other ones? Like Survival Island?
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, or there's YBS, Young Bloods. Like, you know, that's another one we watch. So it's just basically a show where someone gets dropped off to a remote island. And basically he has to find his own water, he has to make his own fire, catch his own food, like...
Well, do you ever do it?
Yeah, I'd love to. It'd be so much fun.
Do you feel like you would know what to do?
Yeah.
Do you think that comes from living in Waiheke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely.
What would you keep with you if you were dropped onto an island? Like, what would you make sure you had as you're being dropped?
A fishing rod and a hook, and a flint for a lighter.
Smart.
Yeah.
What about like being kept overnight and like getting cold and?
Oh, you just use like your environment. There's plenty of things, big huge leaves that you can use to. Use a blanket, like, yeah.
Did you have to do that on Waiheke sometimes?
No.
I lived on Waiheke, but I was so young, so I don't really remember. I was mainly feeding chickens, collecting eggs. That's the only kind of bush type things, because our chickens went rogue. Cool. Could you share with me what you think maybe the core values that you have are? Like, when you think about the things that are most important to you, that you, like, try to support on a regular basis, what would they be?
Well, my core values is good work ethics, always being early, never being late. Like, being loyal, honesty, like, trust. I do not like liars. And I do not like cheaters either, so...
Yeah.
So
you just, like being upfront with people, good communication.
Yes.
And
just being me.
Yeah.
I guess, a bit strange, but around the edges. But it makes me me.
And it also makes other people more themselves, because they feel comfortable and around you. And I see that, like, each time someone new comes into the gym, you just welcome them. By being yourself and making them feel like they can let down their walls and be themselves.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Do you know what might have influenced those values in you or made you the person that you are?
No. I think maybe it could be my ADHD. So, like, I've got no filter. So we know this. Family with no filter. If it comes in my brain, it comes out my mouth. Sometimes I have to go, whoa, stop. But I never stop.
It's so cool. It makes, like, I don't know, just being around you so fun and so entertaining. Yeah. No, I really respect you.
You just never know what's coming out of this mouth, guys.
Yeah, or how to respond if you're like me and I'm like the opposite. Like, I have too much of a filter. And so I'll sit and I'll dwell on something and I'll be like, how do I say that? What do I want to say? What would be a message that you would pass on to a younger version of yourself?
Just to go with flow and relax. No matter what stresses you, there's still another day and you can always work through it.
Yeah.
There's a will, there's a way. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I feel like life has some pretty, can throw different people like big curveballs, you know, and that like message of hope sounds really important. Yeah. What keeps you going in those moments when you like, if you know to go with the flow, but what, is there something for you that gives you hope or reminds you that
no one else is going to do it for me? Like, you know, might as well just do it myself. Just grit in and get it done.
Is there something you're really proud of that you did that with?
Yeah, actually, getting my kids back. Mm. I lost my kids to OT and I fought really hard and I got them back.
So do you have another kid as well?
I've got three kids.
Hey! What do you think, like, gave you... I don't know, like, how did you go from, like, I guess, like, the pit to doing that?
Well, I love my kids and my love of my life. So once I lost them, there was no other choice. Like, I had to get them back because I love my kids dearly. I know it's bad. I live for my kids. And it's bad. I'm only finally just taking my life back for me now that they're all older. I can finally have my own life.
And I'm sure it'd be really inspiring for them as well, seeing how you've faced challenges and came through them as well.
They know not to do. Yeah, that's what they learn, what not to do from their mum.
Yeah, it's important lessons. I think there is like people around us that do remind us of those things.
Yeah.
No, that's really true. Random question that I've never thrown out there to anyone, but do you have any questions for me? Like, or things that you kind of want to know.
Oh yeah, what brought you into boxing?
I think for me, it was kind of about... Oh, okay, I'll be truthful. Initially, it was a guy who I liked who did Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I hope he won't listen to this, but that would be really funny because he'd know exactly that it was him. And I went to a tournament, like a fight night, and I saw people fighting. And I'd been brought up in a family that was just not something that like women were encouraged to do, like violence, not violence, but like fighting, and boxing was just kind of off the table. Like, it wasn't part of like how I was brought up. And I don't know, when I saw people in the ring and I saw women get in the ring, I was like, oh, wow, that's something that I could... That looks really cool. I could do that. So I kind of, like, a couple of weeks later, found a gym where I was living and got into it that way. And I think I just, like, what keeps me coming back is feeling so empowered after each session and, like, I can punch and I can do things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
It's really cool. It's cool. Like, a lot of people seem so surprised when I tell them that I box. I don't, do they do the same for you? Like,
nah.
Do you, is it? No. No,
not very often. They see me, so they're not very surprised. They can just, yeah, we know. Like,
it's because it's on your stories every day.
I know. And I mean, my muscles in that show are like, you know.
Yeah.
Just like a little, boxer, yeah. Just a little bit of a flex, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I do flex a lot now. It's a nice product of boxing.
Yeah, I used to flex a lot more, but like, you know, mm-hmm. I got injured, and so I've had to start back from scratch, and now my muscles are all coming back, and I'm finally getting back up to scratch, like, yeah. Yeah.
Do you notice a big difference from going, like, in the recovery stage, moving from, because, like, the kind of basics, like, techniques-style classes to fighting and sparring?
Yeah, it's way different.
Yeah. What are some of the big challenges moving across that?
Oh, it's hard work being in the fighters class. Like, it's like the scale of exercise is like way up there. So we'd be doing 5% in our classes, like fundamentals class, and then for the fighters is up to 10%, so really, really hard. Yeah. And it's a lot of mind work, so it really, really screws into my brain, because my brain already works like this. Mm. And then to try and focus on whatever other people are saying to try and screw with my brain, that is a challenge in itself.
Mm. What do you think, because you mentioned before that like you would invite more women to this class, like that's who you want to see showing up, but we like often like gyms are still so dominated by men. Like, what do you think like women could bring, and like what would be like the, I don't know, what, why do you want to see more women in these
because
gyms?
We're fun. Mm-hmm. Like, we know how to make the classes fun, and like, you know, and it empowers women. So yeah. I want everybody to have a confidence and like be able to believe in themselves and empower themselves by like coming to these classes and feeling good.
And I don't know if this is something that's resonated with you, but doing boxing for me, feeling stronger has like physically has empowered me mentally as well. Yes. Like, it gives you this confidence outside of the gym. When you, like, you know, yes, if you've done a hard workout, the next day, you feel invincible.
Yeah, and your head, you hold your head up instead of looking down. I used to always look down.
Mm.
And now I look up because I'm proud of who I am and who I've become. So,
yeah.
I remember the first time I walked and I thought I was like the man, like, you know, like walking out. Yeah, I'm a boxer. I still don't call myself a boxer to this day.
Mm.
Like, you know, I train in the art of boxing, but I'm not quite a boxer yet.
Yep. I feel like that is a thing, eh? You just want to work into a lot of conversations that you do boxing. It's that like pride that comes.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to mess with me, I'm a boxer. Yeah. I box.
Yeah. I always like I'm like, oh, sometimes I'm in a conversation with someone and I love just like, oh, so what do you do for exercise? Oh, me? Oh, I do boxing.
Yeah. Some people get really scared. Like, you know, they're like, oh, remind me not to get you angry. That's what they say to me. So people say, I'm just like, okay, whoa. I'm like one of the most least violent people you'll ever come across. So out of the gym, I couldn't even hurt a fly.
But I think that's what surprised me is that I feel like a lot of people that I've been boxing with, I can't imagine them hurting a fly. Like, I, you know, they're just amazing boxers, like in technique and stuff, but I don't. If I met them on the street, like I wouldn't be like afraid that they were gonna whack me or punch me or, you know, like, it doesn't feel like that's a motivator for a lot of.
Yeah, I reckon a good boxer is humble. So a good boxer is humble. So if you're out there all cocky like I'm the best boxer in the world, mate, you're probably pretty not that good at boxing. Like, you know, I've just noticed in some of the people that I come around and that are actually really good at boxing, but they're so quiet, so humble, so beautiful to be around.
Mm.
But they're like, you know, machines in the ring. Like, you wouldn't want to mess with them. They're like, whoa.
That's even cooler, eh? Like, I have mad respect for people I meet who are so humble.
Yeah.
I guess on that note, what... as we have time for one more question, what what would be, I think, one of the most important assets you see for yourself in this gym, like, or in just in boxing, and like that you want to keep with you, something that gives you strength, like a, like being humble, or you know.
Well, I like being, I haven't quite got the humbleness yet, guys, as you can tell. Like, I'm almost there. I'm humble out of the gym, but I'm so cocky when I'm in the gym. Hey, I think I'm like the shit.
I think you're pretty humble. When I see people come in and they're new, I think you get onto their level and don't, like, you obviously know a lot, like, you know, like, to be able to teach us and stuff as well.
I know it's scary. It's scary walking into a boxing gym. It really is, but it's not as scary. Like, you think it's scary, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not as bad.
Yeah.
And I just want to carry my confidence on. Like, I've never been a confident person, so being here has made my confidence so much better than what it used to be. So I just want to keep that.
So, asset, confidence?
Yes. And my fitness, actually, being fit is pretty good. That's a good asset, actually, because it might make me live a little bit longer.
I hope that the strength of doing boxing, like keeps my body well.
Yeah.
Is it feels different to running where you, like, really just mess with your knees, or if you're solely doing one thing?
I hate running. I hate running. We know this. I still run, though.
Me too.
Hate it.
Well, thank you for making the time to do this. I'm glad that the microphone is held out. Hopefully there's no issues.
Fingers crossed.
And thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.